B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Let's open it up and chat.
Is that Roa Bomber up there with one of the most annoying quotes of all time?
Yes,
Gold standard because
who it's associated with, right? It's associated with Furkan Korkmaz. So yeah, it's probably up there.
Gold standard. What's the other one? Small market,
yeah.
That was bad.
I mean, at first, a lot of people thought emotional intelligence, but that turned out to be a...
Genius.
From Mr. Lord.
Emotional intelligence.
Right on, man. Nailed it.
Ah, Quarterback Factory will be a new one.
Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. I'll tell you, we're counting down to Flyers hockey, Chunas.
Yeah, today, 4 o'clock. Can't wait.
Flyers and Capitals.
I think they win.
Moose. Yeah, you like the Moose?
Yeah, well, Moose played well all season long. I'm pretty sure of a couple of the wins against the Caps, he was in net for him. So I like the Moose tonight, this afternoon, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, all right. I don't know how I feel about the Moose.
I like the Moose.
How about the Bruins going down?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I thought that they were going to win. They're the only team in this round-robin tournament in the East without a point.
How about them? They win the regular season, and then they play 2 games, and they're out. Right?
Yeah, they'll be the fourth seed.
They won the regular season, basically. Then the restart happens, and you got to go with this round robin just so these teams can play,
right?
And they're out.
They're
probably not. Like if it was us, we'd be freaking out.
Oh, we would be. Their best chance. They could move up to the third spot still because the Caps only have the one. If the Flyers beat in regulation today. The Caps will still have one point.
The point is they're not winning the...
Right, exactly.
They're not the number one seed.
Yeah, that does suck. And the Flyers could move up to 1 or 2. Right, if they win in regulation today, they have solidified one of the top two spots. And then it comes down to that game against Tampa.
Correct.
How crazy is that?
Correct, yes. Crazy.
By the way, you put out the tweet about the treasures.
Yes.
On your Twitter account, at Anthony L. Gargano. One guy, Charles... And I think you've talked about this before, but I need more information on it. He has a 1976 Canada Dry Phillies collectible team aluminum poster. You had to collect the cans to get one.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
And he says he just can't get rid of it.
I love it. I love that. My grandfather had the Flyers. He had the Flyers,
right?
Canada Dry.
Okay, that's the one that I'm...
Yeah,
more knowledgeable about. All right.
And I remember he had one of those bars, like a homemade bar, and he had that those cans,
that's
those
awesome.
Ginger ale cans.
Yeah, that's great.
And I don't know if the Phillies. I think they had both the Phillies and the Flyers because they did both of them.
Yeah, the Flyers is the one I remember. I didn't know the Phillies did one too.
Oh yeah, no, Schmitty. I remember Schmitty on the can.
That's great.
They should do that again.
They should.
You know, it was cool. Pete, the Chickies and Pete's did the Eagles ones, collectible glasses.
The beer glasses,
the pint,
right?
The
yeah.
Pint glasses, which was cool. I don't know why they don't do that stuff. Like, they were not, like, they were cool. Like, they were glasses.
Yeah, you're right. I would go out and get one, probably.
You know, you got these plastic. The plastic sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, give me the real glass.
Yeah. And even these, you know, these. I guess they did it with beer, too. I want to say they did it with beer, but I don't remember. But I don't know why. Why don't they do the regional thing and play and have their tattoos?
Yeah, you collect them all Cokes, and then get something out of
whatever
it.
Whatever you do, right.
Cipo tweets in a Greg Gross autographed baseball that he won as a kid at a Little League baseball banquet.
Oh, I love it.
How awesome is that?
A GG autographed baseball? You didn't know about GG. GG was a great pinch hitter, man.
Well, I remember in the 80, we did the playback.
Yeah.
He bunted a lot.
Yes, he did. Bunted. He was a slap guy. Slap hitter. But he get the ball. He always knew one thing. He didn't strike out. Never struck out. Steve in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve,
hey. Hey, what's up, Coach? How you doing?
Good, Stevie. What's going on, brother?
No, I always love calling and talking to you because I spent most of my 25 years on 19th and Ritter. I know you're familiar with that area.
I am. I'm from 18th and Ritter. Yes, yes. I love that. We used to go, when that bar used to be the A&A bar.
Mm-hmm. Get some muscles.
Yeah, it was the best. It's great now. I love it now. They have great burgers there.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to, real quick, just a quick section of Philly's points, and then about a few items of memorabilia I have at my grandfather's house. Real quick, the Sixers, it's the same thing every season, every year. Until they realize what kind of team they are, they're never going to succeed. They're not. Oh, they will succeed, but they're not going to go. They're not going to bring you that title. They need to know. Embiid needs to know. He needs to spend most of the game down low. Simmons, he can't. He once he learns that he needs a mid-range shot, he doesn't need to hit the three. He doesn't need to go 6 for 8 from three. If he can hit the mid-range consistently, this team will flourish. But they're trying. They're trying to become a Golden State Warriors team like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, and it's just that's not them kind of guys. That's not
no,
who they are.
That's right. That's you're dead right. What? I understand that that's way the league is, but if you're not built, you got to play differently. What's wrong with attacking something differently? I don't understand his aversion to it.
I don't understand. And part of me blames Brett Brown for like rotation management and stuff like that. But I mean, how many times can you sit someone down and tell them, we need you down low. We need you to take a mid-range jumper before it's drilled in their head?
My God, it's frustrating, man. Frustrating.
Yeah, oh my God, it's killing me. And then the Phillies, it's been the same story since the World Series. Once they lost Pat Gillick, they haven't been the same. You need a general manager, you need a front office that's determined to win. And these guys like Klintak and when they had Marlowe Jr., it's just that they weren't the guys to put a team together. There's nothing else to that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're so right. I mean, Matt Klintak has been awful. What has he done in this rebuild, right? I mean, seriously,
nothing.
What has he done? The bullpen, think about this. He ruined Hoskins, right? Once they got their hands on Hoskins, they ruined him. You want to talk about launch angle, whatever it is, they ruined that kid. That kid had natural power, man, and they killed him, right?
It sounds like Don Brown. Don Brown hits 21 home runs in a month, and then you never see the guy again.
I know. It's terrible.
Real quick, the memorabilia stuff. I got a ton of stuff to ring off, but I know for off the top of my head, I got a few pieces of Veterans Stadium at my grandfather's house. I have a Coke can or a Pepsi can that says, congratulations to the 2008 Philadelphia World Series champions.
Wow.
And, the real kicker, though, is back in 05, I was 11 years old. The Daily News ran a special where if you bought a Daily News or the Inquirer, I can't remember, they would give you a little medallion of a pastime Eagles player, and they would come with a folder, and you would stamp it in your folder, and it would give you like a quick bio of the player. I collected every single one. Nobody I know has every single one because people only waited for like Reggie White or, you know, Jerome Brown. But I got like the PP hosts and all them other guys, Bill Burton.
Wow, get out. And these are these medallions for the Daily News? I don't remember those. Wow, that's cool.
I think I'm going to my grandfather's today. I'll make sure I take a picture and I'll see you guys.
Yeah, send it over.
It's great.
Oh, that's dynamite. I love that stuff. Yeah, like that's cool. Like those collectible things. What my kids today, there's nothing to collect unless it's virtual.
Everything's virtual. Everything's on your phone. You take a picture of this and that. This was great. Going to the corner store. There was a store called Scola Brothers on 20th and Porter. I would go there, pay 50 cents or whatever it was, and it became like a little plastic McDonald's.
Stevie, you know what? I missed the corner store. The corners, the candy store. Oh my god!
Yeah, like Scola's, and you had AJ's.
AJ's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was nothing. That's not around anymore.
No. the corner store was the best. Is Benny's still around? Benny's on 17th Street.
It's
between 17th and 18th, right across from St. Monica's.
I know. The only thing I know over there was the hardware store.
No, between 17th and 18th.
On Rittner Reporter.
On Rittner. Right across, like Roseberry Street.
Yeah, the only thing that's over there now is it's a comic book store. But everything else is pretty much just.
Yeah, there used to be Benny's, and you'd have all the stuff. But before that, it was Valley's. And they used to have you could buy pimple balls, and you could buy baseball cards and a candy and you know stuff for the house, the corner store.
Oh yeah, that's right. You go, you get a water ice, you get a pretzel,
That was the greatest. I love. Yeah, exactly. Stevie, thanks, brother. Great talking to you, man.
Thanks, brother. Have a good day,
guys. You too. That's the best. Like those little stores, you can buy. You can get a ball and a pound of salami.
That's awesome.
Yes. Or like a pack of baseball cards and he said paper towels.
That's great.
To can of tomatoes.
So I'm looking at the medallions right now.
Oh, you got the medallions?
Yeah, but it's for just the 2004 Eagles. I can't find the players that he was talking about, obviously the 90s players, but somebody has them on eBay. And the ones that are still available, so like McNabb's not available anymore, but the ones that are still available are David Akers, and I guess you get it's about the 04 NFC champions. So I guess you get the story of the 2004 NFC championship game in the Daily News, but you also get the medallion of either David Akers, Reggie Brown, Sheldon Brown.
Wow.
Hank Fraley. Great punter, Dirk Johnson, Dahani Jones, Javon Kearse, Greg Lewis, Michael Lewis, Jerome McDougal, Mike Patterson, Todd Pinkston, LJ Smith, or Darwin Walker. Those are your choices right now on eBay.
That's great.
That is pretty cool.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think, I'm looking at my kids, right? So Massimo likes the cards.
Yeah.
That I found. Do they have the capacity to collect anything that's non-virtual?
That's a good question. I don't know. Now that I think about it, I don't think so.
But it's different. I'm talking about children, right? I'm talking about kids.
When it comes to sports, I don't know. That's a really good question, Ant. Because I'm trying to think, I collected the bats. I love the little wooden bats. But that was about it. I didn't really collect baseball cards.
Right. So, you missed. You weren't. And it's funny. If you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Then nobody would do it.
But I did. I did the little wooden baseball bats. Whenever I went to a different stadium, I got one.
Well, couldn't you do. I mean, what could it be? Something. I don't know. The medallion's a good idea. A coin where you collect. I wonder if they would do it. I wonder if kids would do it. I don't know. My Mosmo, there's a shot. Again, Anthony, no.
Yeah. I don't know. There's other stuff. I still hold on to, and I can't tell you how many of these I have. When you go to the game, the cup of soda that you get.
Yeah, I do.
I have a ton.
Well, I do too. I have a lot of Flyers ones.
I have a one that
the
was
Flyers
like
Flyers one's the better one. It's big.
Yes, it's big.
Now I do my cocktail sometimes, but I prefer the glass.
Yes,
but it's so big.
Yes,
right. It's good for my cocktails.
Yes.
Because I like a big gin and tonic.
My favorite one, it's at my parents' house. I have to get it back. And I hope they didn't throw it out recently because it was kind of falling apart. Was a Sixers one that was holographic. And,
that's cool.
When you turned it, the players moved. And I still remember Sammy Dallenbear was on the cup. And I love the Sam D'Alembert cup, but I don't know if they still have it.
The Sam D'Alembert cup.
It's like a holographic cup.
That's, I like that. The D'Alembert one. I don't know why they don't do this stuff anymore.
They still do the player cups at the game, but that's a game.
Yeah.
And you're paying like $12 for
it. I know. They're thinking collectible cups. Get the hell out of here. They would charge you. Hey, dude, last year we did the Disney World thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right? You remember for the station?
Yeah, I remember.
And so I brought the family down. And they wanted to get, you know, thank God that you know, we had the hookup, right?
Spent an arm and leg, though.
We had the hookup. Dude, there was a, it's you know, it's August in Orlando, right? So it's the seventh ring of hell.
Yes.
You walk out and it's like you're in the rainforest in Brazil. You just, the sweat pours off you. So, you know, it's hot, you know, and it's bad enough they got to bang you for $5 for water, right? So they want lemonade or lemon ice. It was not water ice.
Yeah.
It's the Bobo lemon ice or whatever it is.
And it comes lemon ice.
And it comes in this cup that was like a slushy. And it comes in this cup. I forget which, the Haunted Mansion cup, whatever the hell it was. And they had the balls, right, to charge $40 for a cup.
What?
I went absolutely.
Wait, the one cup was $40?
Yeah. So my wife ordered, so I give her $20. I go, here you go. Because I'm thinking it's going to be 10 a piece, right? She goes, oh, it's $80. I go, $80? What? I almost had a heart attack. $80? What are you, nuts? She goes, well, the cups are the Jungle Land cups. They're collectible cups.
Yeah, of course.
I went, unless those cups are made out of gold, are you crazy? $80 for two cups? Are you crazy?
Yeah, see, it's, my father, God bless him, he would buy that kind of stuff. He was such a sucker for the collectible things in Disney World. I remember he bought...
Because the kids wanted them, I had to suck it up.
He wanted them. He got the Rainforest Cafe cups that if you push the button on the bottom, they would light up. He's like, oh, this would be cool for the family.
That's it.
He must have spent...
Dude, $80. That's what I'm talking about.
It lit up at the bottom.
That cup. Get the hell out of here with that cup.
He always bought the pins. He always loved getting the pin.
Pin. What's the pin?
Like, you know, you put on your hat. Pin. He was a big Disney pin man. And those things would try the little things would cost you $20.
Pin? Oh, what, like a
yeah, the metal pin. Like, you know, pins. Yeah, and he always bought like some
sort of.
My father
was a pin man too. But he didn't do it. Like, he collected any kind of. I had like an Eagles pin. I had a couple of Sixer pin. I gave it to him. No, but I wouldn't. No.
He's a sucker for it.
Yeah. That's weird.
I got my Mickey Mouse with my Ricky Waters jersey. That's all I needed.
That's amazing. You weren't into that. That's fun. They should definitely do these little things today. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you. It'd be kind of cool. In the end, you get a free ticket, but God forbid anything's free.
I know. Well, you got to get the sponsor. It's all about the sponsor. Instead of doing Bobo stuff, get a real sponsor to do a real giveaway people will like. All right, coming up, we're going to go all phones. Joe, Howie, Dan, Ryan, Zach, everybody else. Straight ahead, want to hear from you. It's Cuz Radio with the Chumis. Let's take our, let's check our Parks app, shall we? Oh, we love the Parks. I'll be there tonight, in fact. Cuz's Corner. Yes. Oh, we love the Cuz's Corner there, Parks. We run on after the Flyers game. You ready? So tonight, after the Flyers game, make sure you tune in. We'll talk Flyers, man. We'll get nuts. We'll do a whole big Flyers chat and get you set for all the games and everything else. Let's look at the Flyers. The Flyers are, even money. The Caps a slight favorite, -115. Flyers, even money, $20 wins you $20 on the trusty Park Sportsbook app.
All right.
Here you go. All right, the over-under total, 6 goals. It's a good number. I think it's going to be a little bit of high scoring. Phils are a dog. Go figure. Yankees minus 150. Phillies bring back 130. Check out Parks Casino Sportsbook, Street Road, Ben Salem, the 4-for-4 sportsbook of choice right here in Bucks County. Keep it here. Keep it at home with Parks and check out all they have to offer, all kinds of great stuff they have. It's the home team. If you sign up now, get a risk-free bet to $500. Download the app. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's PARXcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. Get your risk-free bet up to $500. Their website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss to free bet. Got to be 21, present, Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's some water. 12:30. Obviously talking Sixers. Trying to figure out the conundrum, but what does Brett see that we don't see? None of us do. It's unbelievable. Talking about the it's just miserable. Just so if you missed it, I will tell you that, and I know that the Shams report that he's fine and day to day, and I'll back that up. And I do think he'll miss the next probably 2 to 3 games, and then come back, and then maybe the last game, and be ready. Maybe they have 5 left, so you come back, you play a couple, and then you get ready for the playoffs. It's kind of how I see it. Flyers today, 4:00. Don't forget about that. Keep it right here. 97.5 The Fanatic. Afterwards, I'll be at Parks. We'll be doing the Cuzzo's Corner. And don't forget, Cuzzo, we're playing Cuzzo at 1:10 today. So if you want to play, you know the deal. We'll give you the contest number. You can play for a Primo's gift card. $25.
Yeah, and it's been great so far.
Yeah.
Every single contest. By the way, that show recap brought to you by Dietz and Watson. If you want the absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Ryan in media. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rye.
Yo, man, what's going on?
What's going on, Rye?
Not much. I'm not loving the Girardi moves. I was talking with Mike about that yesterday. Some of the stuff that's kind of disappointed me. I mean, I'm not, I'm far from, being out or, out on him.
He's not Gabe to his.
No, I'm not.
But
Gabe ran out of pitchers 3 games into the season and Major League Baseball had to step in. So we're not, not that far.
Right.
But yeah, he's kind of, you got a shortened season, you got shortened games in a shortened season, that all you got pitchers, starting pitchers, you're pitching well, you got a bullpen that might be the worst in Philly's history. It adds up to, let the starters, pitch a little longer. So to a logical man, you would think.
I agree. I'm with you. I don't know why you're playing a 70-inning game, Noah's dealing, you just leave Noah in the game.
Yeah, I don't know if they're worried about them not being in full game shape with their early starts in the season or what it is, but this also isn't a season where, assuming it even finishes, this isn't a season where you can afford to drop winnable games, especially when you're playing a team like the Yankees. Those are like free wins to if you have a chance to beat a team like that. So anyway, but then going to the Sixers point, I was also talking with Mike about this. Whole Ben thing. I think they need to wait until they get a new coach in there and see if that changes anything. I don't know if you heard that Jeff Van Gundy interview this morning. That was, I don't know what that guy was talking about.
Listen, what he was trying to say, and he didn't want to blame Brett, right? Because coaches don't blame other coaches.
I mean, he didn't just not blame him. He said he's a phenomenal. He says they're doing a phenomenal job coaching. I mean, that's
yeah. You know why? I'm going to tell you something, all right? And this is like inside baseball. Coaches will never rip other coaches. And in fact, they will go out of their way to compliment the other coach that you're talking about. So when they become analysts, you know, it's funny, they rip players. Oh, you got to be critical. But the coaches that they bring on, they never rip other coaches. Never, ever. It could be egregious. And they'll give you, and Jeff Van Gundy is lying, right?
Yeah.
He's lying. Because if he actually believes that Brett's doing a great job, then he should never be an analyst.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I mean, again, I love Brett, and I root for the guy. But, I mean, you got to call it the way you see it, and there's an issue with the way they play.
Yeah, it's definitely not good coaching on his part as far as the style of play. And, I understand they haven't configured the team perfectly, but, you know, what I really like seeing is talking about this with some other people, is that Embiid getting doubled down low when he passes out of it. Like, this team looks closest to having an offensive identity when they have shooters on the perimeter and they dump it down to it. Embiid gets good position in the low post. They dump it down to him, and if he doesn't get doubled, he takes the guy to the rim and scores most of the time. And if he does get doubled, he looks for a good pass out, you know, maybe even the hockey assist, gets the two pass to an open guy, and they get a nice shot. Like, that, to me, that looks like a formula for, a long-term, identity for this team. You know, not the run and gun and the pace and space and all that. I just don't know where Ben fits into that sort of offense at all.
Here's the one thing. Ben needs a ball in his hands to figure, and I got to figure that out. But he's got to have the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he has a tendency to play passive, to kind of let the game go. And when you take the ball out of his hands, it really shows. He disappears,
And by the way, that again, he was born with the ball in his hands. You got to keep the ball in his hands. And he's got to be able to shoot off the dribble. Right? Like, just stop and pop. Stop.
I was for it.
Mid-range.
I was for it. The move, the power forward. But I didn't think he would just completely disappear like that. And I mean,
me. I hated it.
I know you did. you were right. I was wrong. So.
No. It's not about right or wrong. It's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's just, I believe me, I spent a lot of time with Simmons and understanding Simmons. And I don't know how you're Brett Brown and you held the guy as a baby and not know that you're going to lose him once you take the ball out of his hands. I mean, really, I don't, of anybody, he's the one who should know that. Ryan, thanks, my brother. Appreciate it. He should know that, Andrew.
Yes.
He's like the kid's, godfather, wherever he was.
Yeah, he's known him forever. Yeah, you're right.
Joe in West Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Cuz?
There he is. Joe, what's going on, my man?
What's up, man? You're talking to Sixers. My thing is, like, the way you was talking about Washington team, don't you think when Washington look at the Sixers, they like Shake who? Josh what? Burkin who? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hachimura, Cuz.
Hachimura, but what if Hachimura and Furkan Cockwell? Another same player, man.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the problem, though.
I mean, I'm not coming at their game to criticize them, but Shake Milton is basically a D-leaguer.
I agree. Yes.
Josh Richardson is maybe a productive starter. To
Jay Rich got a little pedigree.
But he's not scaring nobody at night.
But Embiid and Simmons and Horford and Tobias,
I'm not talking about the front court. I'm just talking about their back court. They're not beating a lot of NBA teams in the back court. They don't have an advantage every night. You know what I mean? I think the players that is not playing is the key. I mean, I think when Ben was at his best, Jimmy was out there at the perimeter, being able to shut down guards, play defense, and score because Ben can facilitate to him. I see that in Thibodeau. Not the offensive side so much, but he can get out there.
Well, you're speaking my tune. I've all along said that Thibodeau should start. It should be It should be Ben with the ball, Thibault, and then, you know, Richardson, Tobias, and Joe.
I think the kid from Golden State, I think he's the only true guy that can knock down a three-pointer, whether they play in the Clippers or whether they play in New Jersey. I think Josh Richardson should come off the bench. You can run plays for him off the bench. I mean, you can run plays for him off the bench.
I thought he played well next to Ben during regular season.
I don't think he plays super well enough to play the Ben. Ben needs players he can facilitate too.
Yeah, but you don't want
to. I'm not saying Josh can play. He's a rhythm player.
No, I agree, but here's where I think Josh is misused. He's a mid-range guy. So you got to make him a mid-range guy. I know they hate you can't shoot the mid-range because the analytics, but if that's what the guy's good at, then you got to do that because he's not a 40% shooter from three.
And I think the other guy, Burks, maybe is a 40%er.
I like Burks. I would bring him off the bench for scoring.
He's more of a facilitator for Ben. I mean, he's somebody that Ben can get the ball in his hands and he can let it go right then and there. He doesn't have to take a dribble. He doesn't have to pass to nobody else. Ben needs a facilitator. He doesn't need other guys he's going to pass the ball to.
He needs a finisher, talking about. You need somebody who can shoot the ball, yeah.
Because
Ben's the facilitator.
Yeah, he's a facilitator. He definitely needs the ball in his hand, no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, I think he needs players he can facilitate too. I don't think Shake and Josh they're not saying they're bad players, but they're good players.
I don't like Shake a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I like the kid as a kid, and I hope he can, be something maybe off the bench.
Yeah.
But, you're kidding yourself if you think Shake Milton is going to perform in the playoffs against the Bucks and the Raptors. He turned to goo against the Pacers. Against the Raptors in the playoffs?
They were the toughest team. The other teams were like vacation teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Washington and San Antonio.
Amen.
I just think they need more players to facilitate too. I don't think, out in their starting lineup, I just think they're not facilitated players enough for him to get off.
I hear you.
I think, I think the backcourt is below average every night. It's not,
Furkan stinks.
And that's all you're playing, Tyler. I'm not criticizing Josh Richardson. Oh, he's a tough player, but that's the three players with all your playing time in your backcourt. What are you going to run them up against in the rest of the league? They can't. Even if Bradley Beal.
JoJo, I agree. I agree with you, brother. Listen, you be safe, man. You all right?
All right, brother.
All right.
Good luck, man.
Always pleasure, man. You know that. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zachary.
What's up, man?
What's going on, Zach?
Not much, man. Just listening all day. I got to tell you, man, it happened again. I watched a whole bunch of terrible Philly sports, and I'm going to keep doing it. I just don't know, how was it all bad yesterday?
It was garbage yesterday.
How was it all bad?
At least the first game they won, the Phillies won. Yeah.
But even that, I'm like, all right, Wheeler gave up a couple, a home run, but then they went up and, oh, cool, here comes the bullpen. And they're But I just had.
It was gross, man. You're right.
It was. But luckily, Flyers were on today. And guess what? Every Philadelphia fan, if the Flyers weren't your number one team, the Eagles are mine. But they're your number one right now. They should be. They're your only shot. So I don't know how people aren't going to watch tonight or don't have it planned to watch the Flyers tonight. They're the only thing we got right now.
Yeah. No, I think everybody is. And the beauty is going to be when you get into the playoffs, right? The playoffs start, then it's going to be fun. Right now. I mean, it's been fun. It's cool. You got Capitals today in the round robin, but it's going to really amp up once the playoffs.
I think they're going to smack the Capitals today. I really do. I can't wait to watch it. And then one more thing, I had you talking about treasures. I got some good ones for you.
Oh, what do you got?
So me and my dad have a collection. It's mostly baseball, but there's some real good basketball stuff in there too. First, second best thing in the collection, we got a Luau Cinder rookie card.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's worth some cash you own.
Yeah, we got that. Two things that we have that are two of my favorites. We got signed Carlton and Schmidt lithographs. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, big time. Sure.
And then by my personal favorite, talking about like the little trinkets, I got an Atlantic City surf hat because I lived down the shore. That was signed by Mitch Williams when he was their manager, and he went out and he pitched a game because they didn't have enough dudes.
Oh, that's great. That's great, yeah. Man. That's fantastic.
And I'm sorry, I know I got to go, but Andrew, when you said you had that Sixers cup, I had the same one, but for the Flyers and with the hologram, it was a goodbye to the Spectrum cup. Plastic in it.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
All the guys moved, yeah.
Yeah, I had that cup.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, Zach. That's great stuff, man. That's good stuff right there.
Love the AC Surf stuff.
Yeah.
I still have an AC Surf something. I think it might be a t-shirt or something. That was where I saw Mitch Williams.
Right, you got in trouble.
Yeah. My bad, Mitch.
You called him? Who'd you call him?
No, I went up to Mitch and I said, weren't you the guy that gave up the game-winning home run in the All-Star game?
And he went, how are you, son?
He said, no, kid. It was the World Series.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right.
What'd you say, NLCS?
No, All-Star game.
Oh, All-Star game. Oh,
and he said, no, kid, it was the World Series. I was like 8 years old.
That's great. That's fantastic. That's
my bad, Mitch.
That's a great story.
By the way, here's an interesting tweet from at PhillyLump28, the collectibles. He says, these days, collectible means expensive and nothing else. And he says, in my days, collectible was a task with a reward at the end. I kind of agree with him.
He's dead right.
Yeah. It's just not the same anymore. Now you have to pay all this money to collect things.
He's right. That's a great point. That's a great point.
You usually always had to pay something.
And you know, I think about the Geno's helmets or the whatever it is we're talking about, cups or helmets. I mean, you know, you got that with a bucket of chicken. You got... You know, a helmet.
Yeah, any Happy Meal that you can think of. And cereal box.
And the helmet cost nothing, quarter, right? Whatever it was. But it was something to collect. It was fun. Nah, you're dead right. By the way, we told you about the Big Ten and the schedule yesterday. Penn State has announced there will be no whiteout because there will be no fans in attendance. So no whiteout. No fans.
That's going to be devastating for a lot of people.
I know.
I mean, I'm used to going to football games where there's like 50 people there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that stinks for you Penn State people out there.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. I feel bad. Oh, my God. Tyrone collectible stinks. Wow, really?
It can't be anti-collectible.
Those old things stunk, and they made $90 million. What's he talking about?
I don't know. We got to find out what collectible he's talking about.
We were just talking about like little goofy things like the... Well, we were talking about the cards, because I found all those cards in my sister's basement. But like little, you know, the helmets that you got at Geno's and those little things.
Oh, wooden bats? I have an Orioles wooden bat. Why is he River Sharks. Oh, he's shaking his head.
What don't you like about that stuff?
It's coming in hot.
One thing I like about it, because they weren't really collectible if they make too many of them. Collectible should be something that's special, like championships in the city of Philadelphia. They're pretty darn collectible because we don't have a lot of them. In Boston, they're almost not collectible because they get them all the time. If you make 90 trillion of something, like the Happy Meal toys you mentioned, Andrew, if every single kid can get them, they're not collectible. They're just, there's just a lot
of
them.
Not every time you got the same, sometimes you got the same toy. You never know.
Ooh. I think you're harsh, cuz. I think you're harsh.
No. I think that.
You know, sometimes you could be mean.
No.
You're being mean here, cuz.
I'm not being mean to a person. I'm not saying that human is bad. I'm saying...
No, but bro, I love it. You're nasty. Like that...
That's not nasty.
Yes, it is.
No.
I mean, what's wrong with people liking... Like I had these helmets, right? They used to get at Geno's. And they were cheap. But we all collected them. And I found them last night in my sister's basement. You know, there is the Eagles, the... Buccaneers, right, whatever,
And I'm not saying that those should not have sentimental value to you. What I'm saying is, as an item, most times back in the day, those items were no good. And at least now, yes, they are too expensive, or they are expensive. But at least they're limited in that I'm not collecting something that everyone could have. Like, when you remember the baseball card when they were big?
It was funny. I found a box of them. I gave them to my Massimo. He was all excited.
Those are collectible. You know how hard it was to complete, unless your parents had Big Scratch. I'm not trying to speak on you or anybody's family, where you just go buy the complete set.
No, nobody bought the set.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you're buying the packs and you put that together and you get a pretty complete set over time, little by little, with your own money or little money here and there, you had something that not everybody in the neighborhood had. To me, that was collectible. When something's just thrown, here's 20, the first 20,000 people get this.
Oh,
to me, that's not collectible.
So you're talking about giveaways?
I'm saying that a lot of things that people look at as collectibles were Chotsky giveaways.
Well, what about this? So Brian Huber tweeted the show. He has every Sports Illustrated magazine from 82 to 2000. Like, I get it. That was a subscription kind of thing, but that's kind of impressive.
Now, that is impressive in its totality. But the way Sports Illustrated did it back when they actually existed, none of those single... Because I was such a big fan that I don't even know who bought. By the way, I had a subscription of Sports Illustrated for Kids that transferred into Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
I don't know who bought it for me.
Wow.
Still to this day.
Get out.
I don't know who bought it for me.
Still comes in the mail for you?
Well, not anymore, but it came when I was a kid. And I had a cover with Griffey and Piazza together. So good, so young.
Yeah.
And I put it on my wall. But what I'm saying is, none of those were special in that they were millions of them.
Yeah,
having all of them like that particular person has, they made something that isn't so collectible into collectible, in my opinion.
All right. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, fundamentally, I guess you're right. I didn't really look at it like it was collectible. Like it was, I don't know.
The issue was also, I think my dad had a negative impact on this.
Why?
Because he would suck all the innocence out of it. As a kid, look at this. The kid across the street's got it. This kid across the street, Keith Johnson's got it. Dwayne's got it. Alfie's got it.
Yeah,
so my dad would take away from it.
That's horrible. Now you're doing the same thing.
Right, but at least I'm doing it now to grown men.
No, but
I was eight.
Yeah, but you're doing the same thing. Like, you're doing the exact same thing your father's doing. Yeah, you're peeing on people's stuff.
Well, I love people.
But you're paying on their things.
But some of those... All right.
You're paying on...
I know what I'm going to get some break.
You're just peeing on the stuff I gave to my 7-year-old.
No, he loves it, right?
Yeah, but you're saying it's garbage.
No,
basically saying it's trash.
No, what I'm saying
and,
is...
And if, unfortunately, Kenny hasn't picked up the trash. But
what I more mean is that... it has sentimental value to you, but what people like to do is just try to almost like sell it to others. Like, what I mean is you gave that to your son. So from father to son, that's beautiful. But if you tried to convince Andrew as a grown man about something, then I'm out. It's like when it goes to the generations, I love it.
Just do me a favor. I know you for a long time.
I said I think it's beautiful.
Listen to me. I know you for a long time.
Yeah.
And and you know how I feel about you.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm one that I look out for you.
Yeah.
Just be cognizant. Listen, we're all like our parents. And what you don't like, what you didn't like about your father, you shall just like him.
Well, I think my father was correct in hindsight.
Well, that doesn't mean, listen, you could be right. And I understand where you're coming from, and you are right. But you're still paying.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's all.
The thing that hurt the most was this guy who was very connected to this Beatles album that he had, and he took it to a record stop to get money for it. And then the man had to kindly explain to him that there were 20 million of those sold.
Yeah.
And thus, it wasn't worth money.
So he was scarred.
Yeah, he was looking for five. I was there. He was looking for $500 for it, and the guy wouldn't give him five.
Yeah.
Because there were too many of them in circulation.
Yeah. I feel, and it poisoned them.
Yeah, it hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't, just keep that in mind.
I got you. All right, that's fair.
All right.
That's fair.
I love you.
All right.
Thanks, brother. By the way, you know what you can pee on? The Sixers.
Yeah, they stink.
Unreal. Unreal.
They got one player.
Yes.
Embiid playing with just a bunch of guys.
Yeah. Tobias could play a little bit, but Embiid's got Zilla.
Yeah, and then it's just everybody else is just there.
Yeah, I agree. We'll come back. We'll talk about it. Don't forget, Cuzzo's coming up, too. Your chance to play. I believe it's Philly's bullpen is the source of questions. Cuz Radio with the Tune. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.